Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, January the 24th, 2023. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the issue of drugs and substance abuse among youths in Zimbabwe in view of a march by school children, parents and the police in Bulawayo's Entumbane high-density suburb yesterday. But first, an update on bail efforts by 26 opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, members who were arrested over the weekend and charged with holding an illegal gathering at the residence of Budiriro Member of Parliament, Mr. Costa Machinga Uta. Lawyers for the accused continued arguments for their clients to be released on bail today, with CCC Interim Leader Nelson Chamisa in attendance and following court proceedings from the gallery. Before the court was gaveled into session, Mr. Chamisa had an opportunity to greet and shake hands with some of the accused members of his party, including Mkoba lawmaker Amos Chibaya and Zengeza West MP Job Sikala, who's been languishing in remand prison for more than 7 months now. Lichona njani zulukanda basiyahlangana kuhlelo Live Talk, The Connection, okuluhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Namhlanje sibuyela njalo kudaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Sikhuluma ngontanga phela. Kodwa singakayi kulolu daba, siza kuya emthethwandaba kancane lapho umkhokheli webandla le-CCC, uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa, ahambe khona namuhla uyasekela amalunga ebandla lakhe angamashumi amabili lasithupha 26 abotshelwe eBudiriro ngempelasonto esetheswa icala lokwenza umhlangano engelamvumo yamapholisa. Kwaziwa iba Tereri Nazi Muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka muZimbabwe zvikuru sei nevechidiki. Asi tisati tasvika ipapo, tine nyaya yemutungamiri weCCC vaNelson Chamisa, avo vaenda kumatare nhasi kunotsigira nhengo dzebato ravo dzakasungwa kuBudiriro pakupera kwesvondo dzichipomerwa mhosva yekuita musangano dzisina mvumo yemapurisa. Speaking to reporters after court, Mr. Chamisa blasted President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government, saying it was harassing members of his party because it was scared of certain defeat in the coming elections.
Unaonga madara yetu zila ramira njipamba mstiriti kubudiri roko. Instead ya kutuwa ni wasumu zirwa na wano kanganiswa. Izo zinora ni za kuperewa. Asika, sinora kusha hakuno pera. Ndo zaadu makatanu shura matelo. So, tachitawara wana skala. Vese, wana chibaya. Vese warukuta mbutuwa. Watungamili hidu wana machinga uta. Simbai, hakuna chino wea nyore. Nyuchi zinoruma ndo zine uchi. Zingarema, zinga uma asima katanu shura matelo.
Thank you.
CCC Interim Leader Mr. Nelson Chamisa there talking to journalists after attending a bail hearing for 26 members of his party arrested in Budiriro at the weekend. Elsewhere, President Emmerson Mnangagwa left the country for Senegal today for a food summit to be attended by 20 African heads of state in the capital, Dakar. The so-called Dakar 2 Feed Africa Summit runs under the theme Feeding Africa, Food Security and Resilience. Zimbabwe is one of the African countries with high levels of food insecurity in the 2022-23 farming season. About 3.8 million people are projected to face acute food insecurity during January through March 2023. Now back to our main topic, drug and substance abuse getting out of hand in Zimbabwe. With the police, parents and school children in Bulawayo joining hands and marching in the city's high-density suburb of Entumbane yesterday, calling for young people to refrain from substance abuse, which can have a detrimental effect on one's mental and physical health. Police have mounted a crackdown in the area, with several suspects appearing in court these days. Here is Provincial Police Spokesperson Inspector Abednego Ncube talking to VOA Studio 7 reporter Ezra Chisaspand.
Today we are seeing ZRP Entumbane, the community of Entumbane, secondary schools in Entumbane, high-end colleges coming together to carry some crime awareness campaigns against drug abuse. And this is our main business and our day-to-day operations, that we analyze crime, and if we find a situation going out of hand, we meet our stakeholders and map a way forward. Entumbane has been identified as a drug-affected place, even though some of the information is not true. The issue that 17 youths were detained from Entumbane for drug abuse is not true. No one is coming up to confirm. But however, we appreciate that drugs are being abused in Entumbane like any other area. So the community that we are seeing today in Entumbane is that they are coming, rising up against the drugs, together with the police, our stakeholders, and everyone. We have arrested Lydia Ndovu, who was bringing her name as Lydia Mchimkulu, to evade or to avoid previous convictions to be identified or noted. However, through police diligence, everything was picked up and she's now remanded in custody to the 2nd of February. So we're coming to the world to say Entumbane, as much as say it is a drug-infected area, that is not the case. But the Entumbane community has come out to fight drugs. We have come to the youth, to the children, to the elders, parents' guidance, to say any case, any issue of drug abuse should be reported to the police. And even citizen arrest is also allowed. So these are the campaigns that we have been doing. We met a lot of work throughout the whole of Entumbane, inviting people, as you are seeing this large crowd behind me, that were saying together we can win this problem of drugs.
Kungabe kuyini amadrugs la avela ngapha bapheka benze njani bathola ngapha
kulezinto ezinjengembanje ezinye ungathola zingaba zivela phandle ezinye ziyaba zibinywa locally khonapha ngoba umuntu esimbophileyo bela masachets amancane okutshengisa ukuthi ubegoqela nje okuncane lawo la ma-drugs like onjengu lava abanye they find them locally kungananzelela umkhulumeli wethu wamapolisa national ukukhulumile izolo emaphepheni ukuthi kule company ebanjiweyo ilotshwala obuningi illegal obungenile basebebotshwala bobantu. So ziningi izinto kodwa okuningi esesikwazi ikuthi njengentumbane izinto ebezihlupha entumbane zikhona lapha entumbane, yikho izakhamuzi ziyakwazi ukuthi abantu abadila la ma-drugs lawa ngobani. Sesithi whether kuvela phandle kumbe phakathi kwelizwe, sithi njengentumbane, njengebulawayo, asikuvaleleni kungangeni emzini omkhulu wakobulawayo.
Kusuka lapha-ke lakwamyamyalokithi kumbe seliqedile ngentumbane.
Okwalamhla lapha sisaqedile, kodwa silama-operations afana nayo njengoba kunyaka uqalile. We set our targets ukuthi izigaba zonke sizazihamba. And uma sisenza lokhu ngama-campaigns ethu esayenzayo, kulandelwa ngama-operations sesi-raider ukuthi abantu bengathi sebajomile. Umuntu odila ama-drugs okungcono ukuthi ayekele, ngoba sithi drug abusers, drug dealers, nanzelelani, we are on your toes.
Abo vanga vari mutauriri wamapurisa kubulawayo Inspector Abednego Ncube vachitaura apo nemutori wedu wenhau Ezra Chisaspanda nezuro paurongwa hwekuratidzira hwakabatanidza mapurisa vabereki uye vana vechikoro vachichema-chema nekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka kuEntumbane kubulawayo. School children also spoke at the Entumbane march yesterday, decrying drug abuse by their peers. These ones delivered their message through a performance.
Is this what the world has become by witch?
Is this what the world has become by witch? With so much goodness to make it change.
Good job. What a performance there. A member of the police anti-drug unit was also on hand to explain the signs parents must look out for to spot a drug user.
It's one of the things you have to think about before you engage into starting to use in Yengu. From Yengu, I'll go to talk about this kind Imbanje. Imbanje, But what happens when someone, what can you tell? How can you tell who this person is abusing Imbanje? Oh, mama, it's in him.
Anzi na mai awanga wachitsana ngura anzi vavana vechidiki mawanza njengu nembanje uyezve anzi kuona munhu anoshandisa njengu anzi anokura nemusoro chete and munhu anoshandisa mbanje anourawa nembanje steric anzi anoonekwa neappetite anzi madyiro acho ka anokatyamadza mhenu anosuta mbanje ndizvo here. And now to help us discuss this very important topic, we are joined by Tania Marumga, director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. Tania, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you very much. The name of your organization is very curious, Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. I must confess, it's the first time I heard about your organization today, and I thought I should bring you on air. What exactly are you about? Are your members drug users?
Sorry?
Is your organization an organization of people who use drugs?
Yes, it is. It is actually an organization that is peer-led by people who are currently using and by people who are former users of drugs, yeah. So we are mainly into what you call harm reduction. This is another method of fighting substance abuse. It's a way of we are advocating for harm reduction services, which is an activity which prioritizes public health and the well-being of people who use drugs. We understand that everyone is saying people need to stop using drugs, people need to get rehabilitated, but who is talking to them right now? The thing is, we are like a bridge between the public health institutes as well as the people who use drugs. We get to attend meetings which some of the people who use drugs are not allowed to even attend. We pass on information. We teach those people who use drugs about what drugs are, what they do, the characteristics, stimulants, depressants, and hallucinations, hallucinogens. And then we also educate them about the effects of these drugs that they're using to their bodies. That if prolonged use can cause diseases. We're just teaching them. You know, nobody really talks to people who are using drugs. It's like we are sidelined. There's what you call intoxiphobia, where it's like discrimination of people who use drugs and stigma. So we are that organization that is led by people with experiences in drug use and others who are currently using drugs. And we are also educating our peers who are using drugs on the dangers of using drugs. And we are also trying to get the government to understand that people who use drugs are not what people say we are. Not all of us are criminals. Not all of us are thugs or prostitutes, as they say. We can be functional members of the community as well, despite using drugs.
Thank you.
So that's part of what Zimpod is really all about.
Okay.
And it's very controversial.
Yeah, thank you. I have more questions, and I'll be coming back to you there. Tania, we are also joined now by Bulawayo Councillor for Emganwini, Ubaba Mpumelelo Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Siyabonga Moyo. Siyazi ngomunye wamakhansela kobulawayo aphatheke kabi kakhulu ngodaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa. Siyazi lo hlelo oluzayo kusikhathane esilandelayo uke waba lolunye kunsukwana ezedluleyo. Izolo sibone amapholisa ebamsana labantwana labazali eNtumbane bekhankasela ukuthi hayi abasebenzisa izidakamizwa manini chiyanani lalowo mkhuba ngoba ngumkhuba omubi kakhulu. Ungathi udubo lolu lubhaye kanganani edolobheni lakobulawayo?
Ngibonga Mnumzana. Udubo lolu luvamile kakhulu njalo siyabona imihla yonke abantwana kuthiwa sekule 7 be-admitiwe kubongotsheni. Yinto ephilayo, yinto ekhona, yinto eselimaze abantwana bakobulawayo. Njalo singathi maybe silimaze iZimbabwe yonke ebantwaneni. Iyaphila sibili indaba le yama-drugs ezidakamizwa. Umkhankaso lo wadwenziwe makulu ifukuhle khona ngoba mina ngikubona kwakho kimi stuff la ndisengathi ukuthi ngobe indle ama drugs ramizo ngoba laba ababike ukuthengisa ama drugs yiba bavangela ukuthi bona baku business abalandaba labantwana abalandaba lalaba abasebenzisa izidakamizwa lezi ungathola ukuthi bona abona abathengisayo abasebenzisa ama drugs lawa abavumi lokuthi maybe abantu abanababo begazi basebenzisa ama drugs lawa kodwa bafuna ukuthi bengena kanye bezo kodwa bebulala umphakathi.
Aha. Ifoni yakho ingani yeqa mnumzana moyo ngicela uthethe lapho khona ngizaphenduka kuwe. Timbozokera kuna muzware Tania Marumga. Tania uri kutaura kuti organization yakho i organization yevanhu vanoshandisa zvinodhaka and that's something that many people frown upon kuti muri kubudira pachena kuti muri kushandisa zvinodhaka. How important is zvakakosha nei zvakakosha sei kuti kunge kune organization yakaita senyu uye zverubatsiro rupi rwamuri kupa vanhu vari kushandisa zvinodhaka izvi?
So as I said, SEMPOD is an organization that is particularly under the harm reduction pillar. It is situated as information dissemination kuvanhu vanoshandisa zvinodhaka. We educate them kuti madrugs amuri kushandisa aya akashata hanti. And zvakakosha kuti tive pasisi sezimpod pakuti no one really listens kuti vanhu vanoshandisa zvinodhaka vanoita nezvechii chaizvo chaizvo. And this thing is stigma and discrimination is really what we are trying to address. Because if I come out in the open about my drug use, then I can be also able to access health services. Because zvinhu kushandisa zvinokwanisa kuenda zvichidhaka zvichindikwadza muviri wangu. But at the same time, if I access health services, if I also hear zvinotaurwa namukoti and my doctors, I would learn that I'm actually injuring myself. And right now, we don't do treatment, it's also serious in other people who use drugs. We are into information dissemination, NEMA referral services. So, kana tasangana ne user, some educators, but you know drugs are like this. This is what they're doing to your body. This is what happens in prolonged use or if you take high doses. And in your patas, you can my principles of harm reduction. Autonomy. Because if someone gets to make a decision for themselves, to know them, to know the someone, in a way, you could nobody really ever gets to them. Most of the people are just stop, don't do drugs. And then the way you know to meet my criminals, there's this stigma, you know, even if you're someone who uses occasionally, you're also part of that group. You're going to hear they are criminals, they are thugs. The society is angry about people who use drugs. And we understand that they can be violent, they are thieves, they're just unbearable to live with in the community. But we want the community to understand that this is a person who is using drugs, who probably needs help. And umomun has to be chikabari. Can I tell Tangana anonymous? So we've done anonymous support groups where we meet Nima users, my current users in the working open basis. Because umomun has someone just decided, you know, maybe if I smoke a little math, it's like to get a good time, pastime. My friends are doing it. Some undombo kangana namo zangu and stuff. Needs to enhance the character power, a boost to the basa. You know, you can work more. We've met people who tell you I can't work without smoking, whether it's meth or even nicotine, kayo, kind of crypto meth, or any of those things. Then, it's like you're basically cooking yourself from the inside out.
Tania, njengu idoro?
Yeah, njengu is alcohol. It's actually made of ethanol.
Okay.
Usually, it's like, muno Zimbabwe, kune those sugar refinery companies, I think they were going to supply some of this ethanol in bulk. And then you go and all kune awo vanga chitaura nemapurisa onzi kune company iri kugadzira in industry soko. So I think it's, you know, their color, you know, taste, and then you know your image, my funny labels, and then in a community for brand label, like a name, I'm not gonna mention names because I'm gonna get into trouble, but in a sticker, you're like a genuine alcohol brand, and but if it's either vodka or brand, so it comes in either colorless and it's a brown formula.
Hold it there, Tania. We are running off time, but I'll come back to you. For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking drug abuse among youths. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And joining me tonight is Mpumelelo Moyo, Bulawayo Councillor for Emganwini, and Tamia Marumga, Director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. Mnumzana Moyo, ngipenduke kuwe. Injengu, uyashu lokuzenu Marumga lapho ukuthi butshwala. Yini ama policy makers though at a local level utshwala buzavunyelwa njani ukuthi bube sesitolo kodwa abantu nxa sebebuthenga sebenatha sokungama drugs sokubophisa. Councillor Moyo,
ngiyabonga injengulezi. Ngiyabonga injengulezi. I see utshwala obutholakala over the counter. Utshwala obuthengisa bucajile esingathi buyabe bufihlwa. Utshwala obuchiphileyo, utshwala obujayele ukuba ngama-imports kumbe obuyenziwa kuma-backyards kumbe obuyenziwa kuma-industry lawa acajileyo, asotshwala obuvumelwayo obuthengiswa ezitolo, njalo yibo obuyingozi kakhulu ebantwaneni labe sengengahlangana labo xa bekunatha lokhuyana. Kulelinye ibala balisebenzisayo ukuthi umuntu uyasticker, umthola engani seyinzombi engasakwanisi kwenza lutho, eselenga ukuthi noma usumfuqa umsunduza uma umtshaya ngempama bathiya besestikile engasakwanisi kwenza lutho. Mina kungiphatha kubi sibili indaba le yenjengu. Ungakhumbula mhla ka-3 December ngengenza i-tournament ye-drug and substance abuse awareness. Khathesi mhla ka-4 February 2023 ngiyayenza futhi inye, khathesi izabihlanele netball ngoba ngiyananzelela ukuthi izidamiza lezi zisetshenziswa ngabafana lamankazana. So khathesi sizabe sihlanganisile i-tournament leyo ukuthi sibafundise abanawo bami ukubana injengulezi ziyababulala imizimba. Uthola ukuthi umuntu noma esekhulile umzimba usabuyela uhlume ngendlela akumele ibe yiyo yona. Omunye osebenzisa ama-drugs onatha injengulezi noma ehamba laphana uyahle umbona ukuthi hhayi lowo ngusisi kumbe ngubhudi wenjengu, umzimba wakhe uhle ubone usunciphile la esihamba
limqotho limqotho lelo moya kuthiwa umuntu wenjengu ukhula ngekhanda. And I'm sorry we're out of time, but siyabonga Councillor lo Tania, sizaphinda sixoxe ngodaba olufanayo njalo kumsukwana ezizayo because this is a very important issue. And that brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank our guests, Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo for Emganwini in Bulawayo, and Tania Marumga, Director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. Thank you also at home for listening and watching. I'm your host, Tumamili Mkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.